Welcome to Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute, brought to you by the Builders Institute of Westchester and the Mid-Hudson Region. Founded in 1946, the BRI is an independent trade association serving all areas of the building and realty industry, including planning, engineering, legal, and government relations. This program is an interactive forum keeping you up to date on the latest news and trends. Now, Constructive Conversations. Here's your host, Associate Executive Director of the BRI, Jeff Hanley.
Good evening. Welcome to Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. We thank you for joining us this evening. I am Jeff Hanley, Associate Executive Director of the Builders Institute and your program host. We are coming to you live from the studios of AM 970 The Answer in New York City. And again, we thank you for joining us this evening. The Builders Institute, also known as the Building and Realty Institute, is a building, realty, and construction industry membership organization. Our association has more than 1,800 members in 14 counties of New York State. We are truly a statewide organization. The Builders Institute consistently addresses issues facing the building, realty, and construction sector, and that is the focus of our program here on AM 970, The Answer. The title of our segment this evening, The Proposed Revisions to New York State's Rent Laws, How Contractors and Service Firms Would Be Seriously Hurt by the Enactment of the Proposals. And we do mean seriously hurt. We are down to crunch time. The deadline, the expiration is approaching for New York State's rent laws. The deadline is 1 week from this evening, Saturday, June 15th. So we are continuing a series of programs on this very important issue concerning our region. Again, the expiration of New York State's rent laws. Our guest is Michael Rosenberg, President and Chief Executive Officer of M&R Windows. M&R Windows is a member of the Builders Institute. M&R Windows specializes in work on multifamily buildings and complexes, so having Michael on the program this evening is most definitely appropriate. Michael, welcome to Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. How are you this evening?
Very good, Jeffrey. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate your participation. Mike, why don't you give us a background on the work that M&R and Windows does?
Sure. M&R has been working in the tri-state area for the past 42 years, doing all types of windows and doors in the Westchester and Connecticut and the Jersey areas, along with the city. And we do all kinds of maintenance and any type of emergency work necessary, and storefronts also.
And you work in most boroughs of the city, correct, Mike?
Excuse me, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. You work in most of the boroughs of New York City, correct?
I work in all the boroughs of the city.
There you go. We wanted to stress that because that's most definitely appropriate to tonight's theme. You work in all of the boroughs of New York City, as well as Westchester, the suburban areas of New York City, and Connecticut, as you said, Fairfield County, correct?
Correct.
Very good, Mike. Very good. Okay, as I mentioned in the program intro, we are nearing the deadline for the renewal of the state's rent laws, June 15th, 1 week from tonight. We need to give our listeners a background on what is happening in terms of the renewal of the state's rent laws. The deadline, as I mentioned, is June 15th. We have consistently addressed the state's rent laws and their corresponding renewal here on Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. For background purposes, we need to cite what exactly is the situation on the rent laws. Nearly a million rental apartments here in New York City and thousands in other areas of our region are under rent stabilization. Rent stabilization limits annual rent increases that are issued by rent guidelines boards here in New York City and in Westchester, Rockland, and Nassau counties. Rent stabilization generally covers built after 1947 and before 1974, and apartments removed from rent control. Outside of New York City, rent stabilization is also known as ETPA, which is the acronym for the Emergency Tenant Protection Act. ETPA is applicable in some municipalities in Westchester, Rockland, and Nassau counties. As we have stressed on our programs, many in the building and realty industry, as well as the Builders Institute and its Apartment Owners Advisory Council, feel major revisions to the state's rent laws will happen, with only three current components existing beyond June 15th. Vacancy allowances for owners in the event of vacancies, as well as major capital improvements, MCIs, and individual apartment improvements, IAIs. Now, the latter two components that I just mentioned, MCIs and IAIs, are very important to owners and managers, as well as to those who receive consistent work levels from those components of the state rent laws in the form of building maintenance, improvements, replacements, and remodeling scenarios. Our industry has consistently stressed that many areas of the building, realty, and construction industry will be hurt by the proposed extensive MCI and IAI revisions to the state's rent laws. We are saying specifically contractors, remodelers, suppliers of materials, and service firms will be hurt, since owners and managers, if these proposals are enacted by the state legislature, will not be able to conduct their periodic maintenance processes and building improvements. Michael, if these revisions are implemented by the state legislature, we are talking about a negative domino effect, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
I believe it will stop all work in the city and tri-state area, including Westchester County, Rockland County, like you said before.
Nassau County, right. We're talking about the loss of job opportunities, Mike. That's true. We're talking about the loss of significant job opportunities. That is a very, very important fact to mention. And I know you agree with that because you have had dialogues with members of our industry. We are very, very much facing a serious situation if these proposals are enacted. Correct, Mike?
That's correct. I think a lot of people are concerned about the situation. And they have need be, because this could be a trickle effect right down to the layman.
No question.
You know, the laborer.
Right. You recently told the BRI in conversations with our association that you and your company are in constant dialogues with suppliers and service firms that your company consistently utilizes in its work routines, okay? A situation that produces strong work levels for those supplier and service companies. And you are concerned that if these proposals to the state legislature are enacted, okay, that will all change. Those work levels will be seriously diminished, since owners and managers will not be able to conduct their periodic maintenance and improvement processes to their respective buildings. That's right, Mike? That's correct?
That's correct. I don't think anybody will be able to afford it. If they're not getting any kind of income from their buildings, they're not going to be able to perform any of the maintenance work required or major capital improvements necessary to keep up the buildings.
Michael, what types of contracting, supplier, and service companies have expressed concerns to you in recent months on this situation?
I believe all concerned, not just landlords, not just architects and engineers, I believe, and banking system, financial, everybody's concerned about the situation that's occurred politically and financially.
Yes, absolutely. Across the board, not only contractors, suppliers, and service firms, but representatives of the banking and finance sector as well. You have said, Mike, that in recent months, even dating back to recent years, that work levels on multifamily buildings and complexes have been consistently positive. At one point, you told the BRI you could not keep up with the inquiries from owners and managers of multifamily buildings, okay? And you said this is a 7-day-a-week situation. You have told us, and you have told other members of the Builders Institute, that if these proposals are enacted, that's all changing. That will most definitely change. Correct, Mike?
Correct. Correct. Over the last month, that's been the major question for me. We go on several appointments a day, visiting job sites, landlords, looking for jobs or on calls for particular jobs. I believe that's going to stop everybody's concern. That's the first question that comes up. Like, you know, maybe we'll wait and see what happens June 15th.
So, in other words, everybody in the building, realty, and construction industry, owners, managers, contractors, remodelers, suppliers, service firms, they are all in a holding pattern until June 15th arrives and this situation is resolved. They are that concerned. That's right, Mike?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
You're talking about a lot of workers in the New York area, as well as a lot of financial decisions to be made because of this.
The New York State Senate has recently held public hearings on this issue. Members of the State Senate have attended these public hearings. We have seen protests from members of our industry. We have seen members of our industry holding signs saying, do not take work away from us. So that is an illustration of what you have been citing all along. This is a really serious situation. Again, A to Z across the board. Contractors, remodelers, suppliers, service firms are all concerned. And when you see members of the building, realty, and construction industry holding signs at public hearings of the New York State Senate, you know it is serious. And those same members have attended meetings of our Apartment Owners Advisory Council and the Building and Realty Institute on this issue. We had a meeting on March 19th on this topic, and we had one last Thursday, June 6th on this topic. Both meetings were attended by more than 70 members of our industry. It is that serious. So what Michael Rosenberg is saying is most definitely true. What the Apartment Owners Advisory Council of the Builders Institute and what the Building and Realty Institute is saying is definitely true. This is a serious, serious situation. We're talking about job losses in our region. Now, Michael, I know I have said this to you, and I know you like this statement. Jay Martin, executive director of the Community Housing Improvement Program, a real estate industry association based here in Manhattan, very similar to the Builders Institute and the Building and Realty Institute, has said that if these proposals are enacted by the New York State Assembly and the New York State Senate, we are looking at job losses in the tens of thousands. That's a staggering number, Mike. Tens of thousands. So the dialogue that you were getting from members of our industry is most definitely correct. It's 7:48. We are with you tonight on AM 970, The Answer, on Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. I am Jeff Hanley, your program host. I am also the Associate Executive Director of the Builders Institute. Our guest this evening is Michael Rosenberg of M&R Windows. M&R Windows does work here in New York City as well as in the suburban areas and southern Connecticut. We are addressing the June 15th expiration of the New York State rent laws and how several proposals related to the expiration of the state's rent laws that are being pushed by the New York State Assembly would have seriously negative effects on contractors, remodelers, suppliers, professional consulting firms, service firms across the board, A to Z, as well as the finance sector and those in the finance sector. Again, as Michael said so perfectly, we're in a holding pattern. So, Mike, here we are. We're a week away. As a result of all this serious talk, what should members of our industry do? Should they reach out to their state legislators, whether it be a state assembly member, whether it be a state senate member?
They should do everything they could possibly do to get in touch with any political people that they are aware of and let them know how serious this is. This is more serious than the last 2008 recession.
That's a very good point, Michael.
That's the way this thing is going to trickle down.
That's a very good point. And as a matter of fact, if you've been following reports in the New York Daily News and the New York Post, as well as the New York Times in recent weeks, there's a report every day on this issue in those publications. That illustrates the seriousness of this situation. So, Mike, this is what members of the building, realty, and construction industry must do. They must contact members of the New York State Senate. They must contact members of the New York State Assembly. They must contact Governor Cuomo's office. And they must stress what we are stressing tonight. This is a serious economic issue that will result in the loss of tens of thousands of jobs. Mike, it doesn't matter, correct? It doesn't matter how they contact the state legislators, whether it be social media, whether it be phone calls, whether it be requests for meetings. Our industry has to do this. And actually, members of the business community has to do this because this is a very, very serious issue, okay? Now, Mike, I know you agree with this as well. In addition to job losses in our industry, among contractors, remodelers, all the groups we mentioned, okay? This is a serious issue in terms of our area's housing stock. You work every day on multifamily buildings and complexes in our region. You have told the Building and Realty Institute that our housing stock is continuing to age and erode, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and if these situations are implemented, if these proposals are implemented, and owners and managers are no longer to conduct their maintenance and upgrade processes, our multifamily housing stock will continue to erode. And you know who gets hurt in the long run by that, Mike? And I know you agree with this as well. The tenants will be hurt by that. The tenants will be hurt by that. I know you agree with that as well.
The tenants' jobs, opportunities, they'll have issues with their jobs because people won't be able to keep them any longer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a no-win situation. Lobby renovations, roof replacements, major capital improvements, boiler replacements. I mean, it goes from A to Z. They will all stop if these proposals are implemented. Now, again, I want to just stress one more thing, Mike. You work on our region's housing stock, buildings among our region's housing stock, I should say, every single day, almost 7 days a week. It's aging. It's continuing to age, okay? Upgrades have to be conducted, okay? If these proposals are implemented, I know you were concerned about the region's housing stock. Is that correct, Michael?
That's correct.
Okay. It illustrates, again, the seriousness of this situation. It's 7:53 here on Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. We thank you for joining us this evening here on AM 970. The Answer, we are once again addressing the June 15th expiration of New York State's rent laws. Our guest is Michael Rosenberg. Michael is president of M&R Windows, which is a member of the Builders Institute. Michael's company does work here in New York City as well as in the suburban areas and southern Connecticut. Mike, what would be the best ways for a member of the public to reach out to M&R Windows?
Well, you could email us at metroman103@aol.com. You could call our phone number, office number at 718-652-1300, or we wouldn't mind you calling my cell at area code 914-804-0800. This is very serious, and I want everybody to take it very seriously.
You're absolutely correct on that, Michael. You're absolutely correct on it. And again, at the risk of sounding repetitive, we are going to stress it till this situation is resolved. You must, if you're a member of the building, realty, or construction industry, contact members of the New York State Senate. You must contact Governor Cuomo's office and stress the urgency of this situation. This is an economic issue for our region. This involves thousands and thousands of jobs. Now, again, Mike, I have to repeat this. You have told the Building and Realty Institute that you cannot keep up with inquiries from owners and managers, okay, who are doing and conducting upgrades to the multifamily buildings that they are responsible for. It has been a brisk and intense pace in recent years. You have said it's a 24/7 situation for your company, M&R Windows. If these proposals are enacted, it stops. Correct, Mike? I mean, it comes to an abrupt halt.
It comes to a complete halt.
Right. And, of course, not only for supplier firms like you, but for contractors, for remodelers who all depend on this type of work. And again, Michael, getting back to the bottom line, it not only affects owners and managers, this affects tenants because the lobby areas won't be renovated, the roof areas won't be renovated, the boiler areas won't be renovated. This really is a serious situation affecting everyone. Michael, you guys at M&R Windows have a very nice website. Why don't you give the web address of M&R Windows?
Good question. It's I have a blank.
Mike, I think it might be www.mandrwindows.com. Does that sound familiar? I think
that's
that
correct.
There you go.
That's correct. I got it.
There you go. That's great. And again, Mike, why don't you give the phone number that people can reach out to regarding the work that your company does?
Sure. 914-804-0800 or 718-652-1300.
Mike, we have about 10 seconds. What must members of our industry do in the next week?
Approach all political members and do the best you can to get out there and reach out to everybody. We only have a week's time.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. We thank all of our listeners for joining us this evening. Please return next Saturday night, 7:30 p.m., for another segment of Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute here on AM 970, The Answer. This is Jeff Hanley, your program host, wishing you all a good evening and a good weekend.
Thanks for listening to Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. For more information about the issues discussed on today's program, please call the BRI at 914-273-0730. That's 914-273-0730, or go online to buildersinstitute.org. That's buildersinstitute.org. And join us every Saturday evening at 7:30 for Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute, right here on AM 970, The Answer. This program furnished by the Builders Institute of Westchester and the Mid-Hudson region.